talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, January the 12th, 2024. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio here for the Exchange Club by Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig. And again, Matt's show is on every Friday morning from 10:15 to 11 a.m. And he's on Friday night with Carrington, Sean, and I from 8:15 until 10 p.m. And Pastor Craig can be heard prior to this show, 11:15 to 12 p.m. And after this show, and a big show coming up today for all you political junkies in the Ohio area, 1:15 until 2 p.m., study his word. The guest is Representative Tracy Richardson.
Yes.
How did she vote on the marijuana and the abortion issues?
We'll talk about that.
Well, there you go. Stay tuned next hour. It's going to be live. And we'll have a top 10 list this hour. Well, for about the fourth week in a row, we got another big story brewing. And by the way, Jason Schauber, city councilman from the 3rd Ward, was on live for 2 hours this morning. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, go to the webpage. It's already up. Thank you, Adam. WWGH1071.com. Go under the Scott Spears tab, and it will be the first two interviews under there. Jason Schauber, January the 12th. So, Matt, you were here. Miranda McGinnis comes on Tuesday. See, we've been waiting for this moment for weeks and weeks and weeks. What's the story? What's the deal? What's the story? What's the deal? Well, Miranda comes on Tuesday. Jason comes on this morning. And in those collective 4 hours, I think we have a pretty good idea of what's going on. What do you think? It's no more supposition.
I mean, I think that the story that was given to us by them, they both lined up pretty well, except somewhere in there, there's another meeting or two that we're missing out on.
Because Jason wasn't there.
Because Jason wasn't at that meeting.
Yes, and Miranda didn't bring up that meeting either, so it would be interesting to know what happened in that meeting. But that could have just been something she left out, because he was present apparently when the deal commenced. And Mayor Schertzer now says he was there when the deal commenced. He just was not there when the deal was made.
So for those of you who did not hear, when Miranda Martin and can't think of the other woman's name, but the other lady, came into the room, it was Jason Schauber, Scott Schertzer, Bill Collins, and I think that's it.
Was Russell there?
No, I think Mark Russell was there for this meeting, and so was, Mark Russell was sitting with Bill Collins, and Martin was sitting with Miranda, and apparently Jason and Schertzer were at another point in the room.
But when they first got there, I do believe it was Martin who had said, is the deal still on? So, he's the one.
Is the deal still good, I think, is what
is the deal still good?
To Bill, and
to Bill
are in the direction of Bill and law director
looking in the direction
Mark
of,
Russell.
Of, yeah,
now, Jason Schauber witnessed this. This is not supposition. This is the witness of this happening. And Miranda vouched for this as well.
So, I mean, it seems to me that there had to have been some deal. I mean, obviously...
But apparently at that point, Bill said yes, and to the degree Linda, the secretary, goes out and gets paperwork that says Marion Area Transit on it for Miranda to sign. This is the morning of the day that she resigns.
It seems to me that there's got to be a deal of some kind there. I mean, obviously, there's the language used in which case he's...
Well, just to clear this up, though, we now have we've become in possession of a letter, December 12th, the following day, that Bill Collins sent to Marion City Council members. And in this letter, in a paragraph, he says, during these discussions, Auditor McGinnis expressed her desire to fill a position that will be vacant when I take office on January 1st. This position is that of Transit Director, who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Marion Area Transit System and the 30 or so employees who work in that department. I feel that this is the right step for the city of Marion to allow McGinnis an opportunity to show that she is able to manage a much smaller department with far fewer responsibilities and allow her to prove that she is up to this responsibility. I had advised her that when I am able to officially make this appointment, I would do so, and we would monitor and evaluate her ability to run this department moving forward. So that's the day after the deal's made, and he's still saying he's offered it to her, but the deal's not done. Jason Schauber said this morning he saw the paperwork put on the table the day before. And there you have it.
The problem I have is that one line in there, when he says that Melinda expressed a desire.
Yeah, she didn't say that.
And I have not heard or seen anything else that would indicate she ever had a desire to express a desire.
How would she know that was available?
That's right.
According to Miranda, I do believe when she was on the other day, she had said that it was, she doesn't remember exactly which one, but she said it was, I guess if Jason is being honest, it would be Bill Collins in this scenario, but he said that she believes it was one of those two, I think, who they had said, well, have you thought about the transit job? Because right. We think you'd be good at the transit right. job.
That's not what Bill says.
Well, that's what I say. I had a problem with that statement right there in the letter.
If you listened to Miranda's interview, you probably would.
Right.
So, what did you make of the interview with Miranda, Pastor?
I thought it was very interesting. She told us who all was there, and we certainly had never had an indication that there was more than three or four people in that meeting when there was more like six or seven people in that meeting. And some of those people in that meeting had, if I recall correctly, indicated that things that were discussed at that meeting, they had indicated that they were unaware of these things that were being discussed. As a matter of fact, we were given the impression that those individuals weren't at this meeting, that it was only three people or four people. So it was very interesting, and again, it was good to hear her because, you know, you're hearing another side of the story, and it's filling in a lot of the holes that we had been speculating on all along.
Now, Matt, you were here when this interview took place with Miranda, and you were here this morning when Jason Schauber was here, but you haven't got to say anything about this. What did you make of Miranda on Tuesday?
I think that Miranda's story on Tuesday corroborates with a lot of what we thought, but at the same time, She did, however, say that she doesn't have any legal counsel, so I don't know how that whole thing came about, but she did say there is no legal counsel there. But, I think that they're still going to try to get rid of her once all is said and done.
I think Jason said that this morning.
But, I think that there definitely does seem to be that the situation could use some more looking into than what it has been previously given.
Hearing these two stories, do you believe somebody has done something wrong? Because all the focus has been on Miranda, and even in Monday night city council meeting, which I attended, the question was, why are you staying? Which was the question from council. Nobody asked the mayor anything in regard to this. I think they will next council meeting.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm not...
Shouldn't Bill be out knocking this down if this is not true?
I would. I mean, especially as a brand new mayor, you know, you're just getting off to the start. I would want to be on top of the situation.
Is he doing himself any favors 12 days in?
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
Every day that he's silent, he's doing himself a disservice.
Well, what about the whole issue with the transit department, where Marion Area Transit showed up on Monday and said, are our jobs safe to Bill? And Bill said they're safe today, they're safe tomorrow, they're safe in the near future. And Councilman Ayers Ratliff said, I'm not satisfied with that answer. I've heard the rumors that it's going to be privatized or it's going to be combined with another county. And Bill said, well, I can't predict what's going to happen 4 years from now. I can just say today, tomorrow, and in the near future.
Which is a nothing answer. What is the near future? The next 5 days?
You know, nobody from transit pressed him on that. Ratliff tried to, but, you know, if the transit people aren't going to, if they don't care any further than that, I guess, what can you do? And we've got a lot of transit people who listen.
Yep.
Next city council meeting, there's going to be, we're going to get the question.
Well, I certainly, also, when I got the tip this morning that, is now being sent out that it says the Republican mayor and the Republican city council are trying to privatize this transit system.
Why?
Well, clearly because money. I think of what Jason said this morning, that they grant has been messed up somewhere. That's what funds Marion Area Transit. How are you going to pay for that?
Yeah, but I think the Marion Area Transit, I think if it was privatized, it would be used less than what it is, because right now it's a public service. I think it would make more sense to combine it with another, like how, I don't remember the two counties that were, that he said did it, but Jason said that there were two counties that had already combined, and he said that if it happens and it gets worse enough to where we have to combine the Marion Area Transit, he said we would just probably combine it with those or privatize it. So I think the best option would be to combine it with those, because then you have one bigger
which I
one,
think is privatizing it now. Yeah. I think that's what that means.
I thought those were also just public transport.
I think Jason said this morning that he thought that too, but that is privatization. I don't know. Maybe those companies are private. Those counties are private companies. I don't know.
I mean,
you know, and see, that's the kind of the crux of the thing, that we in general in the public don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. So when it comes up about the transit, we don't even have a good understanding of what is privatized. Are they privatized? How's it? You know, that's like from county to county, their senior centers operate differently from one county to another county. Some fall directly under the Council of Aging or the Council on Aging. Others are associated with but not directly controlled. Some are. So, you know, we don't educate ourselves, and then we have all these questions.
And isn't it interesting how the transit department even became a topic of conversation, because this is the job that Miranda McGinnis was offered. Now, wait a second. Bill stands up in the meeting on Monday. Now, this is just where he wanted to send the auditor to get her out of that position, and says, well, you know, today and tomorrow and then in the near future, I can say that that job's going to be there. But beyond that, who can see the future? Well, that's where you were sending the auditor to get her out of that position. That was the carrot you were dangling. Well, that doesn't look very good.
No, because, you know, if he knew that the future of the transit was in jeopardy, then maybe he offered her that position knowing that then he would later fire her.
Well, interestingly enough, Mayor Schertzer said it on this program many times, the mayor is not the boss of the auditor. The auditor is an elected official. The only way she can be knocked out of that position is to lose an election or to be removed, and you have to meet the state standard to be removed. Now, the auditor, you can be fired that day. You do work for the mayor.
I mean
the transit director. Transit director.
Transit director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're learning interesting things.
As Mayor Schertzer said, getting shadier and shadier as time goes on.
I was just about to say the same thing. The more and more we learn, the murkier and murkier the water.
But
gets.
Do you remember having this conversation? Because we attended. Matt was there. We were there on December 11th.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the big pay raise meeting. It turned out not to be. But boy, I'm glad we were there, because it turned into the resignation meeting of the auditor and the accusation of that Bill Collins had offered her the transit position. And that next day, what's the deal? What's the deal? Well, nobody cared then. Oh, you know, he offered her the position. That'll get rid of her. That'll be good. It'll all be well and good. Well, boy, what a difference a month makes. January the 12th.
Yeah.
And if nobody had asked questions, where would we be? Where has all this come from? I mean, honestly.
Asking questions.
Asking questions. Having people on this show, and just that's only right now. You know, we're not slapping ourselves on the back here. It's just there's a news vacuum. Look at the Marion Star right now. There's nothing on this in the Marion Star. It was asking questions, and it started with Jason Schauber coming on, started with Mayor Schertzer coming on, kept going with Ayers Ratliff coming on, kept going to these city council meetings and reporting what happened, Miranda McGinnis coming on, up till right now Jason Schauber coming on. So, you know what? This probably wouldn't have been a story
right,
had that not happened.
But I'm sure that the Marion Star will be on this as soon as their reporter gets back from Worcester talking to that vampire.
Yeah, that's a very big story. Yeah. I hope she makes the front page again, because I think that... I know we had a dance school on the front page of the paper this week to really keep you in the know on what's going on in Marion.
It's a shame. Seriously, it is a shame that there isn't other serious media coverage here in town.
Well, I'll tell you, part of this is nobody wants to shake the tree because everybody's afraid you'll lose access. Well, to Bill Collins, we might have lost access, but I'm not sure that we ever had all that much to begin with.
That's right. And, you know, you'll always have access through somebody.
Well, that's what we're finding out. We're putting together this puzzle now through Miranda McGinnis, through Jason Schauber, through Ayers Ratliff, through former Mayor Schertzer, and I don't think they have any reason to be... They're doing what you should do. Get it, tell it first, tell your story, and tell the truth.
Yeah. Tell it first, tell it quick, tell it all.
Yeah, and was that it?
I don't know.
Mayor Schertzer's quote.
But I think
one of the problems here on the whole is, and again, I don't think Bill Collins is a bad person. I've known Bill Collins for a long time. He was the police chief. He was a deputy sheriff. When he announced he was running for mayor, I believe the first show he did was mine. I don't have a problem with Bill Collins. I don't know what he's doing right now. I don't understand why he's having a blackout all of a sudden with the media, and I don't understand until we can prove it wrong. I have to believe what Miranda's saying is true. Why would he tell her not to talk to anybody?
I mean, I think that if you're going to tell somebody not to talk to anybody, the only reason would be you fear some repercussion.
You don't want the story to get out. You don't want the story to get out.
But you can't do that. It's not going to work.
Well, I know.
It always gets out at some point.
Well, because eventually you tick somebody off along the way, and here it comes.
Yeah.
And I think he ticked Miranda off in this particular case. And I certainly think Ayers and he are not seeing eye to eye. And I'm not sure that he and Jason are seeing eye to eye. And on his last day, he and Mayor Schertzer were not seeing eye to eye.
There's still a lot of other questions that need answered.
I feel like Bill Collins still has a pretty hefty crash course on, like, how to be mayor.
Well, the big question is, can you behave in this way and stay in that position?
I think that he'll probably get some slack cut for him because he's not a politician, so they'll probably just chalk it up to he doesn't really know what he's doing. But I think that if it continues to go like this, there's a fair chance that they will try to remove him because they're already not having it, and it's been
12 days.
Yeah, it's not even been.
Well, just remember, it's not only about Miranda McGinnis right now. It's also about what he told Marion Area Transit, who Jason said this morning, I would not have used those words.
Has any of the five new members of council, have any of them spoken out or spoken to you about this?
No.
Have any of them... Did any of them... I have a question. Did any of the... Sorry, my nose all of a sudden decided it wasn't going to let me talk. Did any of the new city council people... Did they say anything at the city council meeting?
Not in regard to this. That I remember, the bulk of that city council meeting was all about Bill trying to get his two new positions passed through, and Ayers Ratliff putting the brakes on him by being the minority in city council and using a precedent that if a minority objects to a... This is awful complicated, but it's a Roberts Rules thing that if a minority member of city council, and Ayers is the only Democrat left, votes no to... get rid of the three-reading rule, that you have to have the three readings. So basically kick those jobs down.
So now they have to have three readings on the proposal of the job change.
But that's when some new members of council spoke up.
Why do they have to have three readings?
So you can think about it, so you can ask questions, so you can amend it.
So it doesn't look like it was a rush job.
But there were council members that night who tried to just skip the three readings and let's get it in, and Ayers stopped that.
I think that's fair. I think I said it when I had learned that Bill Collins wanted, I think, two new positions. Anyways, I think that, I don't remember how much he said they're going to get paid, but, I mean, they had problems making payroll for the month of December last year, and now there were pay raises that happened. I mean, the pay raises that were voted on did not go up, but the pay raises, I think they were like $7,000? Something like that. But anyways, that pay raise did go up, and that happened for a few positions, and now you want to add more positions onto that when you already had problems making payroll.
What questions need to be answered?
I think they should probably figure out why the city's finances are in such dire straits.
Okay, well, that's one.
I don't know if this question needs to be answered from a position of, was anything done wrong? Was anything done improper? But I believe that there's a question that needs to be answered just for the health of the auditor's office, and that is the question of, what has been Mr. Watts's role from the beginning in this whole scenario? Maybe he didn't have a role in any of this happening, but it sure seems like he had.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. You asked me what questions need to be asked. I'm just saying.
You know, it's an interesting question. I don't know.
I mean, I think that they could look at, could take a harder look at Martin, because, like, he was there during the Robert Landon administration as well. And then during, obviously, now the Miranda McGinnis situation, both of them.
And apparently he's the one in the meeting who said, is the deal still on the table?
That's what I say. What has been his role? And it's for the health of that auditor's office.
Now, what questions does Bill need to answer in the next city council meeting?
I think he should probably come clean on what the deal with the auditor was now that we got the whole...
But is that the question that needs to be asked? What was the deal with the auditor?
Well, I mean...
Because Jason can speak the term deal was used.
I mean, because Jason even said himself that, like, you cannot offer somebody a job in exchange to resign. That is illegal. That not allowed. She, like... So, it really just depends on how the deal came about, who did what the words were, like that kind of thing.
So, here's the question, and again, a lot of supposition, but, you know, that's what got us to where we are right now. If that did happen, if he did offer her a position to get her resignation, and that is illegal, as was said this morning, do you just say, well, that's a learning curve?
No, you don't. No.
No, I mean, I think that
you put your law director to work.
Yeah, there's got to be repercussion. I think that... I mean, like, even if you don't necessarily think that it's illegal to do something of the sort...
It's not ethical.
Yeah, you definitely have to at least understand that it's not ethical.
Does he have to go? Because the big question is, does Miranda have to go? And clearly that process is going to heat back up very soon. Does there need to be a no-confidence vote in the mayor? Does he need to go, if this is true?
I don't know. I honestly think we would just have to see how the rest of the situation plays out with both the auditor and just Bill Collins himself, because it's been 12 days.
When you have somebody that's been elected by the voters, how bad do they have to behave before you on council decide that it's appropriate to remove them? Or the flip side of that is, when you're removing somebody that was an elected official, you know, what is the bar? Where's the standard for it's time for council to step in?
This is the big issue, because we Jason was present at the meeting that Bill Collins came to that he wasn't aware about when Mark Russell called him in. Now, there were no offers or deals made in that meeting, November 30th. That was just basically, you're doing a bad job. What's the plan to fix this? Then somewhere along the line, something happened, because on December 11th, is the deal still there? Well, Jason and Mayor Schertzer have no idea what that's about. But Bill Collins and Mark Russell certainly seemed to know what that was about. Martin Watts knew what that was about, and apparently Miranda McGinnis knew what that was about. And then we get to this meeting, and this is the meeting. Well, you know what? Listen to yourself. We got the 4 minutes to listen to it, and since we got the tape, this is from the interview on Tuesday. And what do you think should happen after a meeting like this?
I couldn't nail down if it did, but that's the only place I could think of.
From New Year's Eve until you write your letter of recension on January the 4th, do any of these people, Mayor Schertzer, Mark Russell, Bill Collins, or Jason Schauber, come to see you?
Bill Collins came to see me sometime last week.
And what did he say? What was the point of this meeting?
Same question he actually asked me. He was like, are we still on track for Monday, you know, for you taking over transit? And at that point, I said, I don't know. And he said, well, what do you mean you don't know? And I said, well, I've had a couple conversations, and I don't necessarily know if it's the right thing for me to do. And he said, but I thought we talked about this. I said, you're right, we did talk about this, but there were several things that have come up in the last few days. There are conversations I've had that I just don't know if this is right. And he said, but what about, what did he say to me? He said something about, I don't know what conversations you've had, but you were so sure about this before. And I said, I understand that, but my mind has changed. And he said, well, I don't know what they're telling you, but this really isn't a good idea. I said, contrary to popular belief, Bill, I can think for myself. And there were a couple other things. And again, my family was brought up. My kids were brought up. My house was brought up, because everybody apparently knows I just bought a house. So all these things were brought up. And I said, he said something to me about how I can't take other people's opinions into account because they just don't have what's best for me at heart. And I said, I don't think anyone in this building has my best interest at heart. The only person that does is me and my family. That is who I need to worry about. That is who I need to focus on. And if there's one thing that I can teach my kids out of all of this, it's stick to your guns, because people are going to try and walk all over you your entire life.
When he leaves that meeting, how's that going with him?
Oh, he was visibly frustrated, red in the face at one point. And he didn't get loud with me, but I was that kid. I know what an angry dad looks like. He was very much an angry dad at that point.
So in this meeting, now this is just Bill Collins, just to be clear.
Bill Collins and Tom Robbins were in my
office. Tom Robbins came this time.
Yes.
Okay, and Bill is saying, again, reminding you about your family, mm-hmm. and your house. And so, again, did you take this as a threat?
I think it was, a gentle reminder. I think at that point I had a different mind frame. But, yeah, it was still threatening. I mean, and I looked at him at one point and I said, if you're telling me not to take this personally, then why do you keep making it personal by bringing all this up?
Hmm. So in this meeting, he still wants you to go. He wants you to get over to transit. Mm-hmm. Does he ever say at any point that this position's not going to be available if you don't leave on Friday or Monday or whenever the date was?
In that meeting, he had mentioned something about, well, how do you know that that offer's still going to be there?
Do you consider that a threat?
Oh, yeah. And I told him, I said, if that's the case, I completely understand.
Do you think the mayor of a city should be threatening an elected official?
No.
So at this point, you say you don't have legal counsel. What do you think should happen to any of you? And I'm not just saying Bill Collins here, because now we are aware that Tom Robbins has been in on at least one of these meetings. Mm-hmm. Jason Schauber has been in on some of these meetings. Mayor Schertzer was present at a meeting.
Right.
The law director has been present at some of these meetings. Do you think that this should just go away at this point, and nothing, this should never be looked into how this all happened?
You know, I really don't know. I think this is helping, honestly. I think getting the truth out there, telling the story the way it happened is important. But what comes after this, I couldn't tell you.
I want to talk to you about... I'm going to just shoot out some names. And then we went through some names. And you can listen to that interview. It's on the website. Well, Pastor Craig, is that the behavior of the mayor of a city?
Oh, absolutely not. And you know, I just... Yesterday I was listening to one of your...
That is the behavior of the mayor of this city, but
right.
Is that the proper behavior of the mayor of a city?
Absolutely not. And you know, I was listening to one of your callers that you had yesterday, Scott, and the caller made the comment that she had described one of the individuals as being opinionated, and she had described another individual as being strong, and the caller was adamant that those aren't words you would use to describe someone if you indeed felt you were being threatened. Well, I disagree. I mean, I just don't agree with that. And what kind of tips me off is when she laughs, or kind of, you know, the giggle or chuckle, not because it's funny, but it's the whole situation. And she said, "I know about an angry dad." So, you know, that tells me that, yeah, she probably did feel threatened. Now, she has experience from that. She told us what her experience was, is an angry dad. And an angry dad is threatening. And so if she's comparing that situation to what she grew up with, I'm telling you, she felt threatened.
Well, the other question there is, how do you know that offer is still going to be on the table? Well, if she brought it up and he didn't offer it, what's that?
Right.
What's that whole conversation? Why is he going down to check and see if the deal is still on?
That's right. And why is he getting upset when it's not?
And other people don't have your best interest at heart.
I tell you what. That was the best answer she could have ever given when she said, "I don't believe anybody in this building does." Because here he is saying, "Don't listen to these other people. They don't have your best interest. What will what you do?"
Well, let's check in with a caller. Go ahead, caller.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well,
hey, y'all.
Mystery caller, go ahead.
Yeah, this is like Scooby-Doo when they pull the hat off of the villain.
Isn't local government fascinating?
It's only funny if your job's not on the line.
Well, yeah, we don't know that it is. I mean, let's not get to that point yet. I mean, we don't want to start scaring people, but, you know, I don't know. You were there Monday. Were you okay with the answer that Bill Collins gave?
I'm going to politely decline to answer that.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine.
But I did want to say kudos to you, Pastor Craig, because you brought up... I don't know if I'm hearing the man's name correctly. Is it Marden or Martin?
See, I had the same question.
Marden
Watts. Before.
Spell
it. With a D or a T?
M-A-R-D as in dog.
Okay, so my ears are serving me correctly. So Marden Watts has been in... Now, I know that the actual auditor is the one who everything is going to, you know, fall, like, topple down on top of. Like, they're the spokesperson. Like, the auditor is the auditor, but he's the, what, deputy auditor is his role?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, he's been up in there for a good long time, ain't he? Shouldn't he know a little bit about what's going on? And his name don't get mentioned that often, and I never heard him say one way or another about what ought to be done to make that... everything better.
Well, we talked to Jason Schauber about that last Friday, and his feeling on that was the auditor runs that office, the auditor hires and fires in that office, and the buck stops here with the auditor. And if she's let him stay or anybody else in that office who's not doing their job, that's on her.
All I can say, Sarah, is that there are certain individuals that are very good at playing the best or playing both sides of the fence in order to make sure they're safe.
Well, We'll let the chips lay where they may. Have a nice show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I believe that is true, and if somebody says differently, let me know. But I believe she can fire him. He's not an elected official.
That's why I say some people just know how to play both sides of the fence. You can say I got your back, but that doesn't mean you're not behind the scenes working against the person.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. When we were discussing about how Martin might possibly be a little more than what we think he appears, I was actually thinking about that because Miranda had said when she had told the people in her office that she had rescinded her resignation, they were all like, "Well, we got your back."
That's right.
So like,
it's easy to say.
It's easy to say, hard to come through on.
Miranda could fire him today.
Maybe she should.
You know, all I'm saying is it really, you can't say it doesn't fall on her. The mayor can't fire her or him. City council can't fire him. He works at her discretion.
He is deputy auditor of the auditor's office, so.
Which is not an elected position.
No, it is not.
So do we have a top 10 list today?
This isn't fascinating enough for you? We gotta levity this thing up for a minute. All right.
It just sometimes it gets so intense.
Well, you know what? I've never seen anything like this in the city of Marion, to be honest with you.
I was going to ask you. I mean, in your career of working in the media, do you ever recall an incident like this that would? I mean, even the Aqua Park didn't rise to this level of intrigue.
No, because, again, that's all legislation. Right. And even though they overran Mayor Schertzer's vetoes, and yes, it was somewhat political in the fact that the city council member pushing that was running against him for mayor, that's politics. The problem here is, I mean, you got people getting angry at each other. You got people at least coming off threatening to other people. You've got people resigning offices based upon offers of going to other positions. I mean, there's just so many things that are going on there that have never happened before. And certainly in my tenure, and I think you'd have to go back a long way in Marion history to find something like this that revolved around the mayor, the chief executive officer of the city.
I can only imagine what we're going to be talking about this time next week.
Keeps rolling.
I know.
Just keeps rolling. All right. Top 10 list today from the home office in, this is very timely, home office in Columbus, Ohio. The top 10 fundraisers for Marion to pay the IRS penalties. We're going to have several fundraisers to pay the IRS penalties. But here we go. Top 10 fundraisers for Marion to pay the IRS penalties. Number 10, sell groundhog autographs.
Ooh.
Make some money there. Yeah. Sure, why not? Number 9, rent tickets for standing room on the roof of City Hall to watch the solar eclipse.
Yes!
There it is.
I'd pay money.
Yeah. There you go.
Solar eclipse.
Number 8, sell bobbleheads of Representative Jim Jordan. Well, there you go. Ask Chrissy Richardson about that.
Yeah.
The old Jim Jordan bobblehead. See if she'll buy one. Number 7, sell proclamations to be auditor for the day.
Oh, hey, I like that.
Yeah, we got a new one every day. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Boy, that'd keep the train rolling around here.
And you, Scott, could probably get a discount for being auditor of the day since you had a Scott Spears day in Marion.
Why not auditor for the day?
That's right.
Like an honorary position.
There you go.
One day you go in there and try to figure it out, and at the end of the day you resign.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Number 6, open a Florence Harding waffle shop in the City Hall lobby. Very good. Number 5, ask Taylor Swift to drive through town. Well, if that don't get business kicking, nothing will.
That's right.
Number 4, host a presidential convention for a new political party. Well, we might need one here pretty soon. It's looking that way. Number 3, open a casino in the old mall.
Ooh, they got the room.
Good idea. They certainly got the room. Number 2, sell the movie rights to the Marion Auditor story. It just keeps growing every day. Who would play these people? We could do that game later on. Who would play these people in the movie? And the number 1 fundraiser for Marion to pay the IRS penalties, sell action figures that look like Scott Spears. Well, of course, that's going to make $1 million right there.
The Scott Spears action figures.
It's only right to have it, I think, at this point.
I agree.
Yeah. So there you go. Top 10 list today. And we'll have one of those tonight, too, 8:15 to 10 p.m. You know, I'm interested in your interview next hour. You going to ask her anything about this whole local situation? She's a representative from this area.
If we have time, I'll ask her if she's been following any of it.
Darla will send her the information if she needs it.
Yeah.
How will she know the mayor of Marion?
Who knows?
It's all fascinating because when you look at the whole thing, it's local. And again, Bill, the invitation's open. Everybody else has come. Come on down.
You know, he gave you...
Felt like Bob Barker there for a second.
Well, we were waiting for the wheel to stop.
I didn't know where to go after that.
You know, he had previously agreed to continue with the mayoral once a month.
He did.
And I think you even talked about the specific date.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still on or not.
Well, when is that supposed to be?
I believe it's the next to last Tuesday of the month.
All right.
But I don't know if that's happening at this point.
Which would be next week. The next to the last Tuesday is the 23rd, and the 23rd...
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
10 days.
I don't know. He hasn't responded to an email for quite a while. Every time we do one of these shows, every time some new information comes out, I do send Bill an email. And I don't believe I've had a correspondence back from him since maybe right after Christmas.
He just stopped responding.
That's the truth.
So that's the
plan. Put me under oath when they start subpoenaing people down there.
So that's the plan for damage control. Don't say anything.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like me. What can you do? I don't know. All I know is my only thing in this whole matter is if the city council reconvenes in 2 weeks and goes down there and starts hammering away at the auditor again to get her out of there, even though that may be the right thing to do in their mind, if they don't have the answers to these questions, it's going to look horrible.
So the next council meeting is Monday the 22nd?
I believe so, because Martin Luther King Day is this Monday.
Yeah. So then, theoretically, the council meeting Monday night the 22nd, and then Tuesday morning the 23rd would be your first monthly meeting with...
I'll ask him that night while I'm there. I'll throw the microphone right up in his face. You know, that right there... I'm sorry, there are just moments in life where you gotta have a little fun. I can't go to the grocery store now.
I mean, that's a good one.
It's all over.
It was a good day. Good day.
What else can you say? In any event. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where do you go from there? At this point, I don't know. I just think that maybe he does have answers. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's got... He
has answers. But
I was going to say, he definitely has answers.
It would be moving to share them with the public. Really.
I mean, you know, I do believe that public officials work for the public.
They do.
Yeah, they do. That's why they're public officials.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yep.
Is he talking to anybody?
Seems.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have seen it or you would have heard it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's very interesting right now. We're living in very interesting times because the only person, to my knowledge, who is not responding is Bill. Now, that is fact. Jason Schauber has always responded. Ayers Ratliff has always responded. Mayor Schertzer has always responded. Miranda McGinnis is responding again now, so...
But it's kind of interesting, too, that you've got seven other members of council who seem to be very silent on this.
Well, I'll tell you, part of the issue with the other seven, or at least five of those seven...
They're brand new.
What do they know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, they weren't even there when this was all going down.
And one of the ones who is a veteran is a Mr. Silent anyway, so...
According to Mayor Schertzer, many times he said that.
Yeah.
He's been a little more vocal, though. He said he did some speaking last Monday.
Who?
But so, anyway, since we're obviously going to ride this program out on this with only 4 minutes left to go, why start a new topic at this point?
Ride this tiger for the last 4 minutes.
Ride this right into the ground here. Jason Schauber is giving Miranda a chance, though, even till this morning. He said, get a plan. Get a plan.
Get a plan, start getting things done, and he would reconsider.
I think Ayers Ratliff has said the same thing.
I mean, I think I would do the same thing. Like, even though if right now she hasn't been the most productive, if all of a sudden she just came in and did a whole 180, then I think I would... I'd reconsider.
Well, if she came in and said, because it's going to be hard to work through this paperwork where she is right now. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
What's she going to come in and say? I'm going to make sure you get no more fines, and then a fine shows up the next day? That ain't going to work. What if she said, now let's, again, this is just playing a game of what if. What if she came in and said, I fired the whole staff. I realize this is not the right group for me to be working with. I'm going to hire all new people, and we're going to get this thing on track.
I think I'd be interested in who she's going to hire.
That would be a good thing if she also had, you know, these are a couple of the current problems, and she was specific about it, that I'm working on. This is what I've done since we last met, and these are the problems that I'm aware of that will need to be taken as quick as possible. I mean, the more specifics she could give, what I've done, what I'm working on, and what I'm, you know, foreseeing for the future, I think that would go a long way. And she probably doesn't have to clean out the whole office, just part of the office.
Certain people?
Yeah, there's one in particular.
One in particular that may need to go, in your opinion.
In my opinion.
I don't want to get blamed for this one.
Well, no, I'll take, I'm Pastor Craig, I'll take full blame for this one. But I honestly have a lot.
Remember that he said that, because I'll still get the letters and I'll get the calls.
You forward them to me.
I'll do that.
Because in all fairness to that individual, I have a lot of questions. And what the heck, well, we're talking about being, you know, and I realize he doesn't have to answer questions because he's not an elected official, but I think it would probably behoove him if he did at least offer some answers to some questions.
Matt, what do you think? Clear out the office? Going to save her job?
I mean, I don't know because I don't know much about the people in the office, so I don't know what they do and don't do, and I don't know what their jobs are and that kind of thing. So, like, I'm not sure. But, I mean, I think that, I mean, it really just depends on who's all there. If there's still a whole bunch of people there from the last, like Robert Landon's administration, I would probably consider getting rid of them because Robert Landon's administration did not do well. It's just how it works. I would just shuffle in some new people that I know and I can trust.
So, Pastor Craig, you do have a big show coming up next hour. What are the topics on your agenda for Representative Tracy Richardson?
Tracy Richardson? Well, obviously we'll talk about, first, her journey to coming to faith in Christ. And then we're also going to talk about how her faith governs what she does in her job. And then we'll talk about House Bill 68, which the governor vetoed, and then they overrode his veto. We'll talk about one of her pieces of legislation that she authored and was passed previously that had to do with combating the sex trade here in Ohio. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Who does she support in the Republican primary?
I don't know.
And how does she feel about marijuana and abortion?
I don't know.
I'm guessing we know how she feels about abortion.
Yeah.
But why not get that on the record? But recreational marijuana, that's an interesting issue.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
You'll find out. Stay tuned. It's going to be a big show. This is very interesting. And maybe next week we'll get back to national topics.
Maybe.
Nah.
Come on.
The local stuff's too fun. We're offending too many people. Why change gears now?
That's right.
Keep it up.
8:15 to 10 tonight, Carrington, Sean, Matt, and I, all kinds of interesting topics and a top 10 list. But don't forget Pastor Craig coming up next. That is going to be very interesting, to say the least. Study his word coming up in about 15 minutes. For this day, for Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
My mouth. I like that. And I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday